from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Don't touch that dial.
This is the Morning Shift.
All of them are really, really hot
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It is 8 o'clock. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. It is time for the wake-up call. You can call us at 404-726-0929, and you can give us your thoughts on some Falcons roster math. That's what we've been talking about throughout the show. Maybe you want to weigh in on Mike's Top 5 Tuesday, which was talking about week one of college football and the games that you need to watch some of the top matchups.
Tiff, last week was a bloodbath of sorts for the nation. It was just, I mean, as heavily skewed towards
it's
the mafia as
not
it
could. Really.
Oh, so people called in to say how much they...
I'd say like last Monday or Tuesday or whenever it was like 5 mafia members to 0, and then it was like...
You had one day. No.
It was like 3-0.
I tell you what, boy, you are skewing numbers left and right. Yes.
Doing roster math over here, man. The roster of the mafia.
You know it. You know you're skewing math over here.
A bunch of P Squad guys over there in the nation.
Look, I just got a text from a Mike's Mafia member.
Yeah, is that right?
He didn't want to, you know, by default, he's, you know.
He's in there.
Yeah, Davian Quinn.
It is what it is.
So, hey.
We did also have a call from Anthony from Status Truck last week, Tiff. And he obviously is a member of the nation, but his daughter is 2 years old in the back seat. And he said when she first went potty that she said, fwam, fwam, fwam.
No, you're joking.
Yeah, he did.
What?
It's actually pretty cool.
It was awesome. So shout out to Anthony and his daughter, man. It was cool stuff. Yeah, good stuff. Yeah.
All right. Again, time for the wake-up call. Calls at 404-726-0929. I see Dylan laughing it up now on the lines. But right now we got Skip waiting on us in Atlanta.
Speaking of the mafia, Skip. Speaking of the mafia, what up?
Good morning. I can't believe it's true. It's true. The Mike Mafia is back at 417, baby. Welcome back,
Mike Mafia.
What is chaos right now? Chaos.
Why are you?
Tiffany.
Tiffany's not a member of the mafia. Why would that make the mafia full strength?
Yes, she is. She's the first lady of the mafia.
Yeah, she might be.
She openly mocks your little leader.
That's all right.
She openly mocks him.
I can't reveal my allegiance, Skip. You know, I can't put a rift apart in this show.
Tiffany, it's already been done. It's already been done.
Tiffany, you look
tough. You sound tough. You don't look like a squid. You do not look like a squid at all.
That's a good point. Great point, Skip.
Thank you, Skip.
Yeah. I remember talking to y'all before the preseason started, and y'all was talking about who would you like, you know, what players you'd be looking at. And my two players I was looking at was Goldman and the big tall guy, Calais Campbell, Harrison. Yeah. And so I'm so glad them two made the team. And my surprise player is King. I didn't think he was going to make it.
Slow down, Skip. Now, the final roster cuts have not been announced. All right. So everything we've done today is projections. Okay.
Well, I got insight. I'm flying the wall.
You're flying the wall. Skip.
Sources. Yeah. Yeah. Flowery branch.
Yeah,
all right.
I got sources better than both. So yeah, and the sources.
So there you have it. Mike's Mafia makes stuff up. We've established that Mike's Mafia makes stuff up.
He has sources.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
maybe I'm a source.
He is Atlanta's Adam Schefter. That is what Skip is.
So. It's a confidence.
You know. All right, we're going back to the lines. These lines are looking kind of. I'm seeing some squid stuff in here. I'm seeing some Mike's Mafia. Right. You know what? We'll stick with Mike's Mafia.
Yeah,
we'll go
right.
to Agent. Number 78. Good morning.
Dylan, sound a horn.
Reveal yourself.
Mike Mafia.
Mike Mafia. Welcome in, sir.
Bringing the thunder as usual.
Of course. Of course.
Just wanted to give this whole state of Georgia. It's time to get going and get some football going. Braves, you had I'm done with it. It's time for football. Let's go.
Nice call.
I don't know if Mike's Mafia is paying the phone bill there. His phone service
he might have been on his way to work, which I know a lot of Squid Nation, they don't have jobs.
We established last week that the nation was at work while Mike's Mafia was sitting around looking who they could do bodily harm to.
Look, I will never get off the Braves bandwagon, but I will say this. I do today feels like college football season.
You've been off of it for a while. I've heard you.
It feels like, so to his point, it's like, Braves, you were the apple of our eye for a long time right there, but feels like college football.
I just need the weather to change a little bit. Like Ireland, it was perfect football weather.
False fall last week.
Did I miss fall?
You did, and it was awesome. It was like waking up, it was like 61.
It's going to be 97 on Thursday.
We landed, and it was like, I walk out with like sweats on, and it's 90, and I was cooking.
You missed
on my way back.
Last week,
I don't think I broke a sweat during MGA. How cool it was.
Yeah, how am I going to miss false fall? Dang it. All right, back to the lines. We got Squid Billion in Dallas. Right, good morning.
Here we go.
Morning, everybody. Morning, Elder Squid.
Sir, how you doing today? It's good to hear from you on your way to work.
Hey, the nation is doing well. We all know that the only jobs the mafia has is smashing mailboxes. We've proven that.
That's right. They smashed Squid Billion's mailbox.
Yeah, that's right. But, we probably did.
Tiffany, hello. I was getting worried, honestly.
You were.
I thought you had moved on to bigger and better pastries.
You know, I have. You know what? I'll be getting married next year in the French countryside.
If there is ever a place to find a brunch lover or a lover of brunch, it is in Paris. Good to hear you back on the show, Tiffany. Love the show. Have a good one, you guys.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks so much, and good to get a call from you this morning. So it's nice to be back. We've got Squid Shady. This is new to me. I don't know.
Squid Shady's been around.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mike and all the mafia.
Yeah, thank you. We're here.
Good morning, Tiff's Turf Toe Teamsters.
The toenail came off in Prague. So thank you. Good morning.
Yeah. And I did not say hello to one person, and my allegiance may have been shaken.
Oh, everybody buckle up here.
Well, let's hear it, Squid Shady. Right.
So I have a friend who I have been talking about joining the nation. He happens to be a Westlake alumni who gives a lot back to the city. He actually was the gentleman caught at the combine giving away his socks and stuff to a homeless man.
Uh-oh.
He's a great person. While no one is watching, he just got picked up by a great storied franchise in Wisconsin. Someone on the show was very dismissive about his talent.
Oh, no.
And let's ask a question. If this said person was traded to another radio station, what round draft pick would we get for him?
Well, I'm a lot higher.
A bag of chips?
I'm a lot higher than a seventh, I'll tell you that much.
A bag of chips.
Because I'm multifaceted.
That was very dismissive,
I play, I play different positions. I can play multiple positions.
Bag of chips, pack of gum.
But you know what? Look, I judge you by what you've done. Nothing personal against Malik Willis, but I haven't seen a lot in the NFL. So
dismissive.
I stick with what I think.
Is that why it's Squid Shady? Because he can turn on you.
No,
I think you called it
no.
Nothing burger. It was like a nothing burger, I think is what you said. Anyways.
Look, you're going to use my name. Remember my team. You better change the name to Mike Shady or something. Mafia Shady. I don't know what the hell to tell you.
Right. He's turning on his own guy. Squid's turning on his own people.
Nah, he's a Woodstock guy. He's good.
We are going to Sam in Marietta, and I don't know on which side you fall, Sam, if Mike's Mafia.
I'm falling with Squid Nation. Squid. Only reason I called.
I'm a nobody
for
joining the nation.
I wasn't. I just was like, we are workers. Today I didn't go into work, so I decided to call in to have my boy back.
I appreciate you, Sam.
I have today off. I took today off because I've been working. We are workaholics.
That's
you know, we do our thing just like you, Tiff, just like all of you guys. But today, when Tiff said that Squid Billy worker, his fan base doesn't, they're not working. I had to call in, and yes. I know last week they were going in. They love that womp womp womp. They man, that no, I get sick and tired of hearing Squid Billy. I love you, man. I'm only one Sam's on Twitter. All of you guys, I love that you guys communicate with me sometimes, but you know, you guys are doing your job. But I love the show. Mike Mafia sucks. And Squid, let's go, baby. I love you. Oh, yeah, Braves. We can never let the Braves get out of our eye. They always, some way, somehow, in October, make something shake. So let's not take our eyes off our boys. And, yeah, rise up. Love you guys.
Oh, yeah, love thanks, it,
buddy. Sam. You just remember, this was a house that Squid Billy built.
That's right. We're going to pour one out for Sam. That's our, our guy, man.
Enough
I appreciate you, Sam.
You.
Hard working. Hard working,
enough
man.
Enough from you. All right, look.
Got everything he owns
I told you
by
about
the sweat of his brow.
A giveaway we have for Atlanta United tickets against Nashville. Well, right now, you can call into the show at 404-726-0929 for a chance to win a pair of tickets to that home match for the United on September 14th at 7:30 at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Caller number 9 will be the winner. So do that now, 404-726-0929, and I will announce the winner before we get off the air. Coming up next, we've got former UGA kicker and Super Bowl 20 champion Kevin Butler joining us here on the show. Stay with us as we get into some college football next on The Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Getting your day started.
Go ahead.
With the morning shift.
Time for the show. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We are back here on the morning shift. Week one of college football is this coming weekend. And so for more on that, we go straight to the WadeFord.com hotline. That is where we find former UGA kicker and Super Bowl 20 champion Kevin Butler, who happens to be the father of our friend Drew Butler, who joins the steakhouse quite often. It's good to have you with us, Kevin. Good morning.
Good morning. I hope y'all are doing good.
We are doing great. And we do know that you're going to be a part of this year's AFLAC kickoff game, the premier matchup for week one, featuring the number 14 Clemson Tigers against number 1 Georgia. And combined, they have won 4 of the last 8 national championships. And you're going to be on the field as an honorary captain for the Dogs. How does that feel?
Well, it feels like you're taking your grandfather out to midfield and having him be involved in the coin toss. So it's, it has been a while, but very excited, and appreciate Gary Stokin and his great staff down there inviting me to be the honorary captain for the University of Georgia. Some 40 years ago, we matched up against Clemson, and Georgia came out on top that day with a long field goal, and we're kind of celebrating not only that year, but that victory and certainly this rivalry, which is as heated as it ever has been with two great teams getting on the field Saturday to kick off the college football season.
Well, big congratulations on that from all of us here.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, thank you. Thank you. It is quite an honor.
But, Kevin, we got to address the elephant in the room. Your son is going on this campaign to get Stetson Bennett's number retired. But I think that there's an ulterior motive, because we all remember that the other All-American Butler in that household wore the number 13 as well. I mean, and I called him out on this, and he is staying.
It stinks a little bit.
He's staying true. Do you think there's an ulterior motive from Drew, or do you think he actually cares about Stetson's number being retired?
Well, I'll probably have to call him out on that one. There's got to be some kind of connection between that and, you know, his girls wouldn't know if he was going to say, yeah, they retired my number. I don't think his girls are old enough to know. So he probably needs to sell it before they get old enough to realize that that's not his number that they retired. But, you know, I could make a case for Stetson having some type, maybe a statue, if not a jersey retirement, be able to win back-to-back champions, never been done at Georgia. But, yeah, I think there's some ulterior motive in there.
Kevin, obviously you'll be front and center when that game kicks off this weekend, but let's talk about the actual X's and O's on the field. Clemson, obviously, trying to climb back atop the mountain. Georgia just in the middle of an incredible dynasty. They've won so many games over the last few years. What do you make of the actual on-field product that you'll see this weekend, Kirby Smart and those Bulldogs getting it kicked off on the right foot?
Yeah, I think both of these teams are built very similar. I think both of them are looking for some key players on that offensive side of the ball to step up and to, you know, from Georgia's standpoint, to replace some very productive players that aren't there, that have been the go-to guys for a couple of years on offense with Brock Bowers, and certainly, you know, to be able to, you know, substitute or find somebody to take that kind of pressure off of a quarterback. Somebody's going to have to stand up and be that guy on offense. You know, I think the two biggest questions for Georgia on offense are the receivers and the running backs. You know, who are going to be the receivers that can create some separation out there, that can be that go-to receiver when it's third and six and you need seven? That's going to be the biggest factor that I see. And then the way that happens is you have to have a compliment at running back. And right now with ETN, you know, his eligibility for Saturday has not yet been known. You know, we've got some you know, Frazier, our freshman. I think we're going to see him out there. Again, it's a great opportunity for somebody to stand up and be that guy on offense, be that go-to guy coming out the first game of the season. Now, it might take two or three games to really solidify yourself in there, but I think if you get off at a good start in this game, you're going to see Kirby and that offense try to establish a running game no different than what we've done in the past. The passing game works when the running game works, and no team can be one-dimensional anymore. And I think Clemson on the other side is trying to find that quarterback to be their leader. You know, when they've had good quarterbacks that lead that offense, they've been very successful, national championship successful. So, I think the offenses for both of these teams will really dictate how this game goes, because when you flip it around, I think defense is the strong point of both of these teams. The defensive line for Clemson has been their strongest point over the years, and they're certainly strong this year. Those linebackers, when you have those big guys up on the D-line, your linebackers become a little bit freer, and they certainly have had great linebackers there. And as you look at Georgia, you know, we've got some senior defensive linemen that have come back. I don't know if Brinson will be out there this week, but when you get in there, you know, those guys in the trenches, as Kirby and Dabo have always said, they dictate what goes on in a game, and they'll certainly dictate what goes on with the success of both of these teams throughout the year.
Joined by former UGA kicker, Chicago Bear kicker, All-American,
All-American, all the above,
Kevin Butler. Kevin, what's been the most impressive thing about this run that Kirby's put together for you? You're a guy that's been around this program and in this state for your entire life.
Yeah, you know, I was in a very unique position back in 2016 when Kirby took over. I decided to go back and finish my college degree that I never did finish when I was drafted by Chicago. And with that, got to talking to Kirby, and he said, "Hey, you're an undergrad. I don't have to pay you anything. Would you like to coach?" And I was like, "I'd love to come out there. You know, I come out there the 2 days that I'm up there for class. I'll come out there and work." And those 2 days turned into three, which turned into seven. And then all of a sudden I was, you know, one of his coaches out there, and he gave me a lot of respect, and he gave me a lot of opportunity to work with the kickers, with Rodrigo, and William Hamm was a kicker at that point. The neatest part for me, to get back to your question, was I got to see from inside in the meeting rooms with the coaches how he was starting to build the culture and how he was starting to build his corporation, you know, from the ground level up. He had everybody involved. He had everybody accountable. And I think that's one thing that he wanted to emphasize to the players, that no matter what's going on, you're going to be accountable to yourself and to your teammates and to the organization if you're going to be here. And I think that was probably very important because college football has since changed with the portal, since changed with players getting paid. There's a lot more going on that you have to be, as that CEO, aware of and in control of. And sometimes that takes you off of the football field. I would say more than less time you are off the football field dealing with situations, dealing with recruitment, dealing with disciplinary, dealing with school, dealing with families. You've got to have a great coaching staff, and your coaching staff has to be committed to you. So I saw him building that coaching staff. He's since had coaches go on, become head coaches at other schools, have been successful at those other schools. And he learned it from, you know, the Saban Bible. And that's, you know, that's something that Coach Saban at Alabama proved that worked. And I still think it will work. You're just going to have a couple of more dodgeballs to duck and dive, duck, and dodge because they're always coming at you from different directions. And Kirby's done an unbelievable job. The one thing I learned for sure was I was not cut out to be a coach for him because he works your butt off, and I'm a little too old for that.
Visiting with Kevin Butler, look, College Football Hall of Famer, all of the above. And look, Kevin, you won just about every award known to man, it seems like, you know, when talking about the rings and everything else. I do want to get your thoughts, though, because you kind of touched on it right there. College football is a lot different now than when you were in and even when Drew was in just, you know, 12, 13, 15 years ago. What are your thoughts about this era of college football, the portal, but more importantly, maybe NIL, because it seems like a lot of money could have been had in the Butler household back in the day.
Well, you know, the Butler household's still there, so if they want to bring some over, they can. Yeah, it's unique. I mean, it's let's be honest. I mean, amateur sports is over for college football as we know it. It is now a pay-for-play. I think there's certain things that need to be done to, again, get back to the one word that I talked about, accountability. If kids are going to get paid, as grown-ups do, to work, there needs to be responsibility. And I'm not a big fan of a guy making $200,000 a year and by playing a sport at a university and then having his school paid for. I think at some point you need to pay for your classes. Mm. You need to pay for your education. I'm not saying that, you know, if you're on scholarship, you're still going to get your room and board. You're going to get your training table. That's all part of being a football player. They need to do that. They need to keep the thoroughbreds ready for the race, right? And, but, you know, what is the responsibility to that athlete? You need to be in school. I think it's a great tool to teach accountability, to teach responsibility that, yeah, I play for the University of Georgia. I'm on scholarship, but I pay for my classes. I pay for my tuition, and somebody else is getting that deserves it, probably one of my teammates. And, you know, I don't know where you stop or how you find some way to make it accountable, but kids getting money, at the end of the year, they're taking the money and they're leaving, going to another school to get some more money. It's reverse NFL. You have to be invited to get more money in the NFL. You just don't go get it and just move on to the next place. So that's my little bit of grandfather wisdom there, I guess.
Well, hey, you are a legend, so it has been a pleasure to have you on with us. Of course, the kick that you made against Clemson was 40 years ago, so we know it's going to be special for you when you take the field for the Aflac kickoff game with Clemson and Georgia this weekend as an honorary captain for the Dogs. Kevin Butler, thank you so much for coming on with us this morning.
Thank you. I appreciate y'all every morning. Enjoy listening.
Thanks again. That was former UGA kicker and Super Bowl champion, 20 champion, that is, Kevin Butler. Now,
butthead.
Friend of the show, would you?
Butthead.
I know. Yeah. I wasn't going to say it, but I figured, you know, someone in Squid Nation would have no problem.
He's okay with it. Hey, man, what make his Twitter handle the real butthead if he wasn't okay with it? He's a good. I've been around Kevin quite a few times. Really, really good dude. You know, and proud father of member of Squid Nation, Drew Butler.
All right. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. And also want to let you know the winner of those Atlanta United tickets as they host Nashville is Matt from Ackworth. So congratulations on winning a pair of tickets in our giveaway for that home match. You were caller number 9. You can go buy your tickets on sale now at atlutd.com. We will be right back with a Life of Squid.
Yeah, an interesting story from the Greg Maddux documentary involving Chipper Jones and Leo Mazzoni.
Woo!
Next on the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 929 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
That's right.
It's more than just sports talk. This is the Morning Shift.
I'm in.
Me too.
On Sports Radio 929 The Game.
Rolling along here on the Morning Shift, and we have been talking about Mark Raimondi's 53-man roster projection. Of course, he covers the Falcons for ESPN, and so he put out his own final 53-man roster predictions, and we were able to break down both sides of the ball. Yeah. Offense, defense, you guys want to pick your poison? Right
well, I think the conversation comes down to this, and we can talk about the names on both sides that you want to see or that you don't want to see, or three quarterbacks or four running backs, whatever it is. But I think the conversation, Bo, and you tell me if I'm wrong, it kind of comes down to how many on each side of the ball do you think they'll keep? We mentioned it last year, Tiff. It was 25 and 25, offense and defense. There's zero doubt in my mind that there will be at least 26 defenders kept. And, you know, all the way up to maybe as many as 28 on defense kept through week one. Now, obviously, that will change going into week two. The rosters will be, you know, moved around a lot. Raheem kind of says, hey, we're looking at Pittsburgh in terms of these roster projections. We'll find out sooner or later today, obviously, with roster cutdowns. But I think the whole conversation is all about how many on each side of the ball and where you're plucking from, three quarterbacks, four running backs, three tight ends, whatever it may be. It's like, how many can we borrow from offense at this point to give to defense, because there's so many battles on that side of the ball.
Yeah, I think I think you're going to keep some strengths because you don't think those guys will be there as part of it once you get through. And we know that the defensive line is a physical part of the game, and you lose guys. Look at all the guys you lost last year on that defense. Not to mention, how long has the league went without having three quarterbacks? So you tell me you have to have one? I mean, I don't think that they view it that way. I also don't know if they think they need a fourth running back when the decision is
remember
between...
Remember what happened last year? Sorry, quarterback-wise?
Yeah, but
with
that's...
I'm just saying...
But that's why you drafted a rookie.
I don't even mean just here in general. Like, the third quarterback isn't...
Yeah, we were in the 60s as far as starters. So,
like,
yeah, Tommy DeVito and guys like that.
But
yeah.
let me ask yourself...
Sorry to cut you off.
But ask yourself a question. Would you have seen a third quarterback in Atlanta in a game had it not been for the... just how bad the other two guys were? Because we saw our boy
Woodside
once.
Yeah, I think it was in the last game of the year.
And that's the point.
I've
for
had
me.
A great preseason, by the
yeah.
way.
Yeah, but that's the point for me is that I why are you keeping Taylor Heinicke on the roster? Why?
But isn't it one of those things where it's like you don't know you need it until you need it, and so I feel like when it comes to quarterback, having another safety net. And granted, it may not be your superstar, which it's not going to be if you're the third-string quarterback. It's still nice to have somebody that's already there in case you have one of those break glass in case of emergency
right.
situations. And it's the quarterback position.
Well, here's what I'll say. I don't know that Taylor Heinicke showed us enough in this offense through the preseason. And I think he was dealt a very bad hand. Don't get me wrong.
Yes.
But I don't think anything he did in preseason leads me to believe it has to be Taylor Heinicke.
It doesn't have to be him.
I don't think it has to be.
But I think you need one. But if you're saying you don't need one because you want to add another roster spot somewhere else.
Well, I think the minute you cut him here, he's going to be picked up somewhere else. And so I think you could... Logan Woodside, by the way, he had a really good preseason. That might be a guy that you can get back down on P-Squad here in Atlanta, and that can be your breaking case of emergency style of quarterback. I just don't think it has to be a Taylor Heinicke where you keep him on the 53
right now.
Yeah, and if you think that, look, it's also a thing where if you got a guy on the practice squad, if you think that you have a situation where you might need that third guy that week, then you'll elevate that player from the practice squad, and he'll count against one of your 48 that game, and that's just how it's going
to
be.
It has to be, yeah.
Unfortunately, because I think to your point, Tiff, it is you do want to make sure you have that, and you don't need him until you need him. However, you are going to use these other guys who have a chance to get in on the game. If not, let me tell you something: you keep 9 guys, they're playing somewhere, and it could be special teams. So they are. there are being active in some way, shape, or form. That's just the reality of it. For me, that's just the way I view it. And I love the fact that we don't all view the things the same.
It's time for a look back
into the mind of Squid Billy.
Hey, he might even talk sports.
This is the Life of Squid on The Morning Shift.
Brought to you by the W Sauce and Status Truck and Trailer Repair. Driven by excellence, building successful partnerships.
Well, Bloody Mary mix, a little Fireshire. I had some, dude, I threw some, I cooked some boneless chicken thighs last night on the egg. Put them in some Fireshire. Use a little bit of a couple different rubs. Man, the Fireshire tastes so good when you marinate meat in it. I mean, I'm telling you, man, it is.
Did you look out over your level on? Oh, okay, no, this is yours. Okay, go ahead. No, this is yours. Okay. Sorry.
Don't be mixing your sponsors with mine. I'm just saying. All right. We don't mix sponsors around here. Anyways, and my friends at Status Truck and Trailer Repair, call my boy Anthony. Big truck, small truck, medium-sized truck. He'll get your job done just
all
right.
Trucks.
That's right. They are the official truck and trailer repair of...
We are the nation!
Squid Nation.
Oh, wow.
All right. The Greg Maddux documentary on MLB Network is out. I have not got to see it. And I'm hoping I don't even know if I have the MLB Network, to be honest with you. I bet I can watch it on the app, though. And I want to watch it because Greg Maddux was a guy I followed growing up. He was one of my favorite pitchers growing up. And the thing about Greg Maddux to me is he was a savant, the way he pitched the game. And if there's not a better, couldn't be a better story to prove it than the one I'm about to let you guys hear where. Leo Mazzoni was sent to the mound with specific instructions from Bobby and did not go to Bobby Cox's plan.
It was a regular season game, and Bobby sent Leo out to tell Maddux that he wanted to walk Gonzalez. Louis Gonzalez hit Maddux pretty good. Doggy's like, nope, not gonna do it.
He goes, what? He goes, give me two pitches, but I think I can pop him up to third base.
He goes, I'm gonna throw him a changeup down and away, first pitch, then I'm gonna throw him a cutter, middle in, and he's gonna hit a pop up and chipper, and we're gonna get out of this inning. Leo just kind of looks at him, and he looks at the rest of us, and he goes, okay. And he turns around, and he walks back to the dugout. And I mean, you can hear Bobby's, you know? So, sure enough, he throws him changeup down and away, ball one, cutter in. I'm standing underneath the pop-up just thinking, you have got to be kidding me. Caught it, inning over.
Bobby and I look at each other and went, unbelievable.
You can see in the footage. Now, you see the footage and Bobby screaming, like, what are we doing?
I could listen to that all day.
I could listen to that all day. There's another one, Tiff. That I watched. And I don't even know if we played it. Did we play it, Dylan? The Barry Bonds.
The Barry Bonds was so
did
good.
We play that too?
Eddie Perez. I thought I did. Around there too.
I mean, the Barry Bonds sits down and they hand him an iPad and he goes, "I don't remember an at bat from like 25 years ago." And then he goes,
"And then yeah."
He's like, "Oh yeah." He goes, "He liked to do this, and then he did that, and he knew that I." And Greg is like, "You know, I was trying to set him up, blah blah blah." And
it was awesome.
And it was just phenomenal because
listening to poetry, man.
But I can't think of two guys who were more in tune with the game from a mental aspect than Barry Bonds and Greg Maddux. And it's funny because Chipper Jones is another guy who was way ahead. Him and Barry and these guys, they all watched film when they didn't do it back then.
It's cool. It's kind of like the MJ thing, The Last Dance, to see the greats talk about moments throughout their career or plays. And it just kind of comes right back to them. It's pretty special to get to watch.
Can't wait to see it.
All right. When we come back here, we're going to find out what's coming up on the Steakhouse. So stay with us here on The Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands. thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.